Today is a day of great joy indeed. We come here to celebrate with much solemnity the Lord's resurrection. That's the reason that we keep on coming back every Sunday, because that's when we renew our faith in the risen Lord. And today is this day of joy. And then we can ask ourselves, the joy that we see, you know, all the children and everyone dressed so beautifully, and then going to a nice brunch or egg hunting, or being together as a family. And then we can look at our lives and ask ourselves, is our life always like that, full of great joy? I hope indeed that it is, that each one of our lives, you know, there will be full of joy and happiness. But I would say that for most people, life is kind of average. Some days we face pain, loss, doubt, confusion, for so many reasons. Other days we feel that wonderful joy, you know, whenever we have a goal in our lives that we have achieved, we feel so happy for that. Whenever we conquer something, some victories, small or big in our lives, each step, you know, it's a celebration of joy. But most days, I believe, are just average. Days that we perhaps are waiting for something, waiting to get into a good school, waiting to meet the right person. Some who are married, you know, waiting to get pregnant, waiting to get a job, waiting for a diagnosis from the doctor. We're waiting for things at work to improve, waiting for the results of physical therapy to help us feel better, waiting for a relationship to improve, waiting for life to just get better. Yet in this waiting that is within us, we can find that there are different kinds of waiting, not only one. There is the weight of despair. And when we think that things will never get better, we even say to ourselves, it should get better. It's not right the way it is. And people come to us and say, well, they will get better. Then we say, no, they won't. Maybe the disciples, I believe, probably we cannot go into their minds, the disciples of Jesus. But until it was dark on that Sunday morning, when it was still dark, I think they were at that stage of waiting. They were so disappointed. They were so frustrated that the time of their lives that they had given in following Jesus would end up just like that, in fear. Probably closed doors, talking in whisper. Don't let them know that we are here. They might come after us and do to us what they did to Jesus, you know, last Friday, when they put him to death. We can't blame them. What they had seen, you know, was brutal. It was not easy for them. So they were fearful. In many situations of our lives, we could also lose hope. And we wanted sometimes to give up because we can't cope with that anymore. We do not see a solution or a way out, and we despair. We just underestimate the power of God's Spirit. And we might even have a good reason for that. If we see that even Jesus' disciples almost gave up when they saw their dreams for a moment, they were all shattered. And then there is a second way that could say the waiting, which is the waiting of passivity. We leave everything to fate. There's no despair, but also there's no anticipation that something good will happen. We just, you know, just like whatever comes will come. But that's not the Christian way of waiting as well. What is the Christian way of waiting? It is called hope, and it is a virtue. It is an active waiting. It knows that even though we might be in the worst of situations, even in the darkest of times, God is powerfully at work. Even if we cannot see clearly now. The disciples' fear after Good Friday was understandable. But we, who know how the story turned out, that's why we are here. We don't come Easter morning so much with fear in our hearts as in that morning Mary of Magdala was going to the tomb. We come already with joy since we wake up in the morning, because we know that Jesus is not dead. We know that God is with us. And we know that nothing is impossible for God. So we are called to wait in faithful hope and to look carefully at the signs of the new life that has always right around the corner. To look, just like a few of the disciples were going on Holy Saturday. Yesterday was a day of that waiting. Change is always possible. Renewal is always waiting. And hope is never dead. We see Mary of Magdala going when it was still dark. It's beautiful in the Gospel of John. The darkness does not only represent that the sun was not risen yet, had not risen yet. It represents the darkness of that fear that was within her heart and the disciples as well. And here we have to remember, among all the disciples, the women were the most courageous ones, because they were the ones that most of them were at the foot of the cross. And they were, in all Gospels tell that they were the first ones to arrive at the tomb at that morning when it was still dark. Yet the darkness was dispelled, it was dissipated when they realized that death could not imprison the Lord. Last night, when we had the vigil, we blessed the new, what we call the new fire. From that fire, we light this beautiful candle, the Paschal candle we call, because that light represents the light of the Lord. And for a moment, the church was all darkness. But from that darkness, there was just one light. And that one light that seemed so small in the light of the day was enough to give us direction, to give us a goal, to give a place where to go. It could guide us. And that's what we celebrate here today. The hope and the surety of that light that is guiding our life. No matter in which stage of life we are in. I know that not everybody will say or be able to say everything is wonderful, everything is a joy, and we cannot, you know, stop praising the Lord. We know there are moments that we are facing, you know, sickness, doubt, confusion. But again, look at that light, to that experience of knowing that that tomb, that, you know, rock that they put at the entrance of that tomb, that was not enough to imprison the love of God. On Good Friday, people would try to say that love was dead. It is not. The love of God is pretty much alive. And that's what is renewing each one of us. And that's what we are here. May we bring that joy to the world as they do not understand at that moment. But we do understand now that our faith in God is not vain, is not emptiness. It is what fulfills us each day. And may we share with the whole world the joy that invades our heart, because the Lord is risen. Indeed, He has conquered death and is risen for our sake and for the fulfillment in our lives.